With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. A Mexican man who recently settled a lawsuit over claims he was sexually assaulted in a jail in Jefferson County has been moved to a detention facility near Denver. Attorney Shahid Hawk says he wants his client, Audemio Orozco Ramirez, returned home to his family in Montana.
He is their sole financial provider for all seven children. And so without his financial support, I think it'll be difficult for them to visit their father until he's returned to Montana.
Orozco Ramirez was arrested last week during a regular check-in with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Hawk says ICE intended to put his client on a plane to Mexico within days, but a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the deportation. However, Orozco Ramirez is still in ICE custody. On Friday, he was transferred from a county jail in Utah to the Denver Contract Detention Facility in Aurora, Colorado. The privately owned center is often used to house immigrants waiting on court dates to clarify their status. But Hawk says it could be months before the court hears his case.
The number one thing that I'm asking people, members of the public, to do is to put pressure on immigration to release him right now, pending the outcome of this appeal.
Orozco Ramirez lived in Montana for over two decades. In 2013, he was arrested during a traffic stop and placed in custody after immigration officials determined he entered the country illegally. Orozco Ramirez says he was then sexually assaulted while in ICE custody at a jail in Jefferson County. Late last year, Orozco Ramirez agreed to a $125,000 settlement with the county. This is YPR News.